Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No wonder you don't want to talk fast.
I can't stand that guy.
You lost some.
Of course the Chiefs win that game.
Of course.
I hate them. They're turning into the Patriots. They win games they have no business winning.
They won. Who else won? Seattle. Big win in New England. Jackson Smith and Jigba. He's looming along with DK. Say, this league's tough, man.
He's looming at Lumen Field.
He's looming at Lumen Field. That Seattle game's not going to be easy.
That was the Vontae call.
That's not going to be an easy game up in Seattle on that turf. All right, let's go to the line.
I'm convinced now there's not an easy game left on the schedule.
Well, trap game. Well, next week will be easy. They're going to smack the
Rams. Why do we do this?
I'm guaranteeing.
I just proved to you why you shouldn't do this.
That's because you make irrational predictions. You don't put no thought behind it. Okay. They're going to beat Minnesota by 20 in the dome? What? What are you talking about? I'm trying to help you. But at least later in the week, you walked it back. You called 14. Then you went 10.
Oh, I said double digits.
And then I think slowly as the week was progressing, you're like, oh, maybe this will be a tough game. And then the McCaffrey news came out Saturday. Woo! Let's go to Coach Vallejo. Then we'll get to JC and Sack and BPA. What up, Coach?
Hey, good morning, guys. Normally, you don't hear it from me until basketball season. But I'm going to share a little of my vitriol today. Being that I'm not a 49er fan, and Kyle Shanahan's first name is not Kyle, by the way, in the Bay Area. It's Genius Shanahan, okay? And we have dubbed him Genius, and he hasn't done anything yet, okay? I think we throw the word genius around right now. Look at Dak Prescott, by the way. Highest paid player in the history of the NFL. Hasn't won anything. Jerry Jones, Hall of Fame. But the macaroni and cheese owner, who has won more Super Bowls than anyone, he's not in the Hall of Fame. So I think the expectations for the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan has been, you put the cart before the horse. Let them win something first. Purdy hasn't won anything yet, okay? But he's the great Purdy. So I think that's where the problem is. The 49ers are a good team. They're not great, okay?
Can I ask you a question, Coach? First. Coach, I'll let you finish. Was Tony Gwynn a great player?
Tony Gwynn was a good player.
He wasn't a great player.
He was a good player.
Okay. Dan Marino wasn't a great player.
Oh,
But Jim Kelly wasn't a great player. Like, just because you don't win the Super Bowl doesn't mean you can't be great. That's a little unfair. Like, come on.
Okay. Say we go along that premise, Shasky. But however, I think great is thrown around a little bit too early.
That's fair.
Patrick Mahomes is a great player, but he never leads the league in passing. That's why both you and I, who have him as a quarterback in our fantasy league, we'd be better off with Geno Smith with our quarterback in fantasy league. Okay? Yeah. I mean, a lot of people can put up stats, but winning is a whole different matter. And right. I personally reserve winning as great. Okay? And so that's why, even though I'm not a Brady fan, he's great. Look at all the championships. Mahomes, he's great. Look at all the championships. They're never the statistical leader. Okay?
Well, he was. Okay. He threw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns his first full season. What are we? Coach, I love you. You know I do. But come on. Let's. We're on Earth, and in Earth, Kansas City did have one of the greatest offensive seasons we've ever seen, where his first full season, 5,000 yards passing, 50 touchdowns. Not 35, 50. He's thrown for 38, 37, 41, 27, 26, and 50 touchdowns. What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Brady had 5,000 yards just a couple of seasons ago.
Coach, what are you talking about? He's thrown for 5,000, by the way, twice. Just want to make sure we're clear on that.
Let's go to JC in Sacramento. JC in Sac, what's happening? I'm just enjoying the show.
What's going on, fellas? I got a couple quick points. I just think, this needs to fall at the feet of the head coach. I don't want to hear about anything else other than this falling at the feet of the head coach. It goes back to time management, situational football, not taking the 3 points, going forward on fourth down. I only say take the 3 points because at that point you are struggling to score. Let your offense see the fruits of their labors. Let them get that pressure off their back so they can score points, and now you can call a different game. It's not because C-Mac wasn't there, because C-Mac was there last year. He fumbled last year. This was the same result last year. Jordan Mason had a better game this year than C-Mac did last year. Don't mention IU to me. He had the same game last year, 3-57. This year he had 3-46, so it wasn't on that. This is on the head coach not knowing how to properly use his line protections and pick up the blitz. Then you move to the defense. I guess your yearly punching bag and Steve Wilkes wasn't there, right? You convinced yourself all year that Steve Wilkes was the problem when he wasn't. You had a top 5 scoring defense and a top 10 defense. They let that whole 60-yard touchdown of Jordan Madison drag going all year. Well, you move forward a year, and what happened? You give up a 97-yard bomb when two guys who shouldn't even been in the game is guarding Justin Jefferson. So now you got guys calling out your DC because you already set that precedent last year calling your DC out. You let players do it, and they went unchecked. Yep. This is on the head coach. You're letting things fester, and I told you very quickly I told you guys, in the offseason last year, you guys laughed at me. I said, hey, they should have traded Bosa and not gave him $35 million. He's good, but you don't allow yourself to fortify your line. They don't have no interior line depth on the run defense and no secondary pass rushers. That's what happens when you exhaust all your resources on one guy, and he's not that type of dominant guy. He's good, but he's not a game wrecker. So I just feel like they need to get some things cleaned up, and they could possibly have some major things going on that team brewing if they don't get this situation fixed immediately.
JC in Sacramento might be the call of the week. I mean, it may be one of the calls of the year. Doobie Awards coming up. Real quick, Shasky, Doobie Awards coming up in December. Mark that call right there. Something we may have to circle back to. That's a hell of a call. And there's a lot of stuff I agree with in that call. Go ahead, Shasky. You want
the
to get
only
here?
Argument I would make is that they also have a $22 million player on that defensive line in Javon Hargrave, and he has not played anywhere close to that. So,
But
there's no I doubt Bosa right now is look, is he Barry Zito overpaid? No. But it's closer to Barry Zito than it is Barry Bonds' contract.
Well,
you know, in terms of squeezing the lemon.
You hold out of training camp, right? Which I was fine with. They said, you come back, you get your...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Money, you ball. Instead, what happened? And going to three-game losing streak, and he's throwing the TC under the bus. And JC in Sacramento is right. It did go unchecked. And everybody, I was down at Disneyland and some guy, oh, well, Steve Wilkes is the reason why we lost three straight games. I said, damn, this is going on down at Disneyland? Steve Wilkes did, I'm not even caping up for Steve Wilkes. I'm not even saying he's great. The guy's moved around the NFL so much, it's not even funny. But he did get scapegoated. And let's be real, he was the better coach in the Super Bowl. That defense did whatever they had to do to shut down Mahomes. I don't think Mahomes ended up, what did they score, 3 points in the first half of the Super Bowl?
One offensive touchdown.
One offensive touchdown. But Steve Wilkes, all I heard all season, Steve Wilkes this, Steve Wilkes that, Steve Wilkes this, Steve Wilkes that. Well, we got what we wanted. We got what we wanted. He's gone. Sorensen and the company can't get off the field on third down. Sorensen and the company got George Odom, press man, and Justin Jefferson at the line of scrimmage. George Odom. God bless his soul. What Kevin O'Connell and Darnold saw that and said, boy, just be patient and throw it up there. Just let it go. So we're going to be watching Nick Sorensen closely here, but that's also on Kyle. What JC said, I agree with a lot of what he said. But, and Nick Bosa's got to play better. You know where I'm at with Nick Bosa. They're running the ball right at number 97, Shasky. Right at him.
Trust me, I know. The two
with
highest
no
paid,
respect.
Two they, highest paid players on the team right now for yearly average is Bosa and Ayuk. And, you know, like Bosa's not living up to it. There's like no other way around it.
The Super Bowl, fourth down. There's fourth no down to end it. The game. But run it at Bosa. Knowing that he's going to run down the line of scrimmage with his head cut off, and he's going to blow containment. Outside containment, he's going to blow it. And Kansas City ran that play twice in the Super Bowl at Bosa. So for $34 million a year, number 97, I need more. And what are those sacks yesterday? Darnold's just running around. He ran right into him. I didn't know what Darnold was doing on that play.
Well,
but he's
on
right.
That play,
Bosa's got to play. And I laughed at him for trading Bosa. I'm not saying trade Bosa, but I need more from Nick Bosa.
No doubt.
I need a lot more.
I won't argue on that one. Like the Wilkes thing, though, we had 20 games. He was good for three quarters of one of those 20 games, right? I'm not saying he was better than that for others, but you're referencing the Super Bowl. Like you're talking about one of the 20 games, right? That's all I'm saying. Like, let's be fair.
The first 5 weeks of last season,
he's had two games, and one of them's been pretty good. This last one wasn't great. So if we get to 10 games and I have a larger sample size and it looks more bad than good, now I'll start coming down their road. There's no defending having Odom in the slot up against Justin Jefferson. I'm sorry.
I mean,
there's no defense for that.
We literally were comparing through the first 5 weeks of last season. We were having a conversation. What's the better unit? the defense or the offense? Who's the better unit? And it was like 50-50. And then the cover zero blitz, and everybody's blaming. But I was going at it with David Lombardi at SF Standard over the weekend because he goes, huh, this is a cover zero blitz last year in Minnesota. That was the difference in the game. I said, huh, well, scratching my head here because I could have sworn there was a red zone fumble. I could have sworn Brock Purdy threw two picks. Well, he was concussed at that point. So now, like, it's just, it's unbelievable the excuses we make for certain people and how we rip other people.
But last
just,
year, okay, come but on. Let's.
Come on.
Last year, on third down, defensively, they were the fifth worst team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're worse at the fifth worst at third down stops this year, well then now, yes, yeah, I'm with you. We're gonna have a big conversation. And if you don't think Nick Sorensen's gonna get crushed, you got another thing coming because he's already getting crushed. Yeah, no, two games in, B.
Well,
so you know how it goes. You win and everybody praises you. You lose, everything's on the table. I'm just saying, of all the people to cape up for, I'm. Where I stop is right at Steve Wilks. All right, you had a really good game in the Super Bowl till the end. So, you know.
Oh, man.
Am I wrong?
Oh, man.
He had a really good game in the Super Bowl till the fourth quarter.
Did you just shit have a good game at all?
No, and I've been crushing him.
That's the problem. Shanahan needed to have a good game. The head coach had a worse game than the DC.
That's a different conversation. We're talking about Steve Wilks. And in the fourth quarter, Steve Wilks couldn't get off the field when they needed to. Everyone knew that they were going to throw to Travis Kelce. We were all screaming they didn't have anyone lined up on him. And then Kyle had to run down and call a timeout.
Oh, that was in overtime, and Kyle showed his ass. Like Kyle showed his ass and had the audacity to throw his headset on the turf and get mad at Steve Wilks. How about I get mad at you for not scoring after picking off Patrick Mahomes? How about I get mad at you for dominating the first half and only scoring 10 points? How about I get mad at you at the clock management in the Super Bowl, but I get mad at you for a number of things. Like, Kyle's not exonerated, but we just blame Steve Wilks for everything.
Who have I been crushing today?
I don't know. Kyle Shanahan, everybody.
And the clock management. Right? So I'm an equal opportunist. You play well, I give you kudos. You stink it up in certain areas, I'm going to crush you. That's what I do. It's credits and demerits.
I
don't cape up.
BPA, you're on the roast. What you got?
Good morning. Kyle and John's blind spots are, they don't have a ton, but they are obvious and they are pretty damaging and they continue to get more damaging. Offensive line, obviously, refusal to invest in, a problem. Their safeties, George Odom should not be on the field really in any capacity ever. He's just a terrible, terrible. I mean, I haven't seen him make a lot of special teams plays either, but he cannot cover anybody as a safety. He's just too slow. And their safeties are so slow, and that's a John Lynch blind spot of, I want to find myself safeties who are slow and can't cover. Well, he found them. And then Kyle's obsession with the Seattle cover three, which is basically being phased out mostly around the league. And maybe that's part of the issue for them defensively. And then you got all your big money guys, CMC, Ayuk, Bosa, Debo, right? Just milk carton guys. And everyone's going to give CMC a pass. But when you get pulled out for big money and you can't get on the field even before a game is played, sorry. That's not a good look in my opinion. But anyways, guys, have a great day.
Hey, BPA.
Yes.
Kyle's clock management in the fourth quarter. What did you make of it?
Yeah, it's when they're losing, it always looks bad. and so, I think, there's definitely the Steve Wilks redemption tour. Well, yesterday had a good day. And, I was pretty confident that moving on from Wilks and Sorensen and whatever his name is would help shore it up. And, yeah, my confidence is pretty pierced at this point on that front. So, Vontae, you may,
I don't even care about Steve Wilks, but let's not make it all about Steve Wilks, for crying out loud. We act like Steve Wilks. The Cleveland game, you lost 19-17, okay? You had a chance to win the game with a game.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.